Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting second. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Don Locke. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Hunt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Kreutzer. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Frank Kreutzer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter misplays the ball. That's an error on Cotter. Bowens moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer takes first base on ball four. Frank Kreutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreutzer bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Retzer moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Retzer and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to third. Brandt moves to second. two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Adair reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Locke. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Retzer hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Frank Kreutzer. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Bronstad now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seaborn. The throw from Retzer and he is out, Cottier applying the tag. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. the Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Locke reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Phillips pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Locke moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Phillips now playing first base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Retzer hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Jim Bronstad. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 3 in the game. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.